ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this is a class on Narada Muni, and it is from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. I will recite the Sanskrit. Etad dhyatura chittanang matra sparse shaya mahu bhavasindhu plavo drishto hari chayanu varnanam. Please repeat. Etat, this, he, certainly, aturachitanam, of those whose minds are always full of cares and anxieties. Matra, objects of sense enjoyment. Do you want to translate? No, I'm asking you. All right, so you do the Spanish. You understand? No. Escuche. Sparsha. Senses. Ichaya, by desires. Muhu, always. Bhavasindhu, the ocean of nations. Plava, boat. Drishta, experienced. Haricharya, activities of Hari. The personality of Godhead. Anuvarnanam, constant recitation. Repite, you do the Spanish. Narada Muni instructed Vyasadeva. It is personally experienced by me. It is personally experienced by me. That those who are always full of cares and anxieties cares and anxieties don't worry due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nations on a most suitable boat. The constant chanting of the transcendental actividades de la Suprema Personalidad de Dios. All right, before I read the purport, I will preach. So, there is this two words. Atura Chittanam. Persons in the material world who identify with the body and mind must be in anxiety, because the body and mind are one of the three miseries. The Sanskrit word is klesha. One miserable condition is caused by the demigods. Therefore, we suffer extreme weather conditions. And therefore, we have to tolerate another kind of klesha or suffering is caused by other living entities, such as insects and other human beings, like husband and wife, and children, enemies. And the third klesha, or suffering condition, is our own body and mind. We should always remember that the eternal soul is always covered by two material coverings or bodies. The gross body, which consists of the senses, 10 kinds of senses, and then the sense within, which cannot be seen, but you know it exists. That is called the mind. The 10 senses are ears, eyes, nose, tongue, and touch. Then there are 5 working senses: manos, legs, throat, or voice, genital, anus. These are the 10 senses. The first 5, we acquire knowledge with the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and touch. That's how we perceive and understand and get knowledge. The other 5 is how we work. And then the mind, which is the chief of all the senses. So when a person identifies with the senses or the mind, then there must be suffering, because that is how it is designed by God. Now, in material existence, the senses, especially the 5 knowledge-acquiring senses, are looking for their object of enjoyment. The eye wants to see beautiful form. The ears want to hear beautiful sounds. The nose wants to smell nice odors. The tongue wants to taste nice, delicious food. and the sense of touch wants to feel nice things. All the objects of the senses are found in woman. Therefore, the conditioned soul who identifies with the body is mad after woman. Because she embodies all the five sense objects. Then there are desires. Desire is part and parcel of the soul. Dead material objects cannot desire. Only a living soul has desire. The Buddhist philosophy is that you kill desire. But that is impossible. Because as long as you live, you must have desire. So the question is not killing desire. The question is, what is the right thing to desire? In our Vedic philosophy, there are two things, sat and asat. Things that are true, things that are not true. The material objects are not true. They're an illusion. They give you a glimpse of enjoyment, but they come and go very fast. It's what is called tease. Don't know where tease. You understand tease? A woman teases the man. Somebody will tease the child. Play, but then break. That is what woman does. She plays. Captures you, then kills you. So, either you're desiring temporary material things, or you're desiring truth. Verdad. So, the truth is found in God. So, the real desire is to serve God. The soul is meant to serve. The soul is not meant to enjoy. God is meant to enjoy, not the soul. The soul is created for service. So either we serve illusion, Maya, or we serve the truth, God. The whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to convince you that you should serve God. Service to God is called bhakti yoga. Yoga means to link with God by service. That is the best kind of intimacy, is to render service. But the conditioned soul, identifying with the body and mind, mistakenly tries to serve the senses and will definitely end in frustration. Because the senses and the sense gratification must become frustrated. This is explained in chapters 2 and 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Sense gratification has to end in frustration. There can be no other outcome, because it is designed like that by God. It is built into the matrix. Okay. Now there is this other word, bhava sindhu. This is an analogy. Helps us to understand a concept. Sindhu means ocean. And bhava means material existence. Material existence is an ocean. In an ocean, you have waves. These waves are coming one after the other. They never stop. So what are these waves? Goodness, passion, ignorance. They revolve. So passion followed by ignorance, followed by goodness, they keep changing. That's another reason there is no happiness here. Because the waves are constantly churning. On the boat is moving up and down. And when it's very violent, you get sick. You vomit. So in material life, sometimes the modes are very violent. And you also violent. I mean, you also vomit. You also vomit. Hare Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this ocean of material existence is impossible to overcome. I live in Los Angeles. If I want to go to Hawaii by swimming, no es posible. It's too much. Therefore, to cross the ocean of nations, material existence, there's only one way, according to Krishna, and that is surrender. Surrender begins when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. That is the beginning of surrender. This next word, plava, means a boat. So if I'm in Los Angeles and I get on a boat, then I can eventually get to Hawaii. Not by swimming. If I get on a nice boat, it'll take some time, because by airplane it's 5-6 hours. So boat is slower. But I will get there. I won't kill myself. So Narada Muni says,
Narada Muni dice,
there is a boat,
hay un bote,
to cross the ocean of nations.
Para cruzar el océano de la nescencia.
And he says the word drishta.
Y él usa la palabra drishta.
He has seen.
Él lo, se ve.
He has experienced. Because when you see something, you experience it. So he has experienced. He has seen that there is a nice boat to cross the ocean of material existence. Repite. Haricharya Anuvarnanam. He says that boat is constant recitation. Actividades de Hari. Huh?
De las actividades
de Hari. Hari means God.
Hari significa Dios.
That takes away our miseries.
Que saca nuestras miserias.
Our attachments.
Nuestros apegos.
He is the personalidad de Dios. But the thing is,
anuvarnanam,
constant, at least every day. Lord Chaitanya says, sada hari, always chanting. But we can't do that. So at least every day, we should be reciting God's name, fame, form, pastimes, instructions, anything having to do with God that we should be talking about as much as possible. Minimum every day. Everybody chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now we will hear Prabhupada's purport. The symptom of a living being is that he or she cannot remain silent.
Silent.
Even for some time, he or she must be doing something, thinking of something, or thinking of something, or talking about something. This is very easy to understand. Try to tell a young child, shh. They can't do it. They can do for 10 seconds. They have to, they're so active. Now the demons have made it so easy. Cell phone. Instead of bead bag, everybody has cell phone. Even in the temple, during arti, cell phone. In the class, cell phone. Even they're doing japa, cell phone. No, no. Prabhu? Cell phone has replaced deity. Oh, cell phone. Generally, the materialistic men think and discuss about subjects which satisfy their senses. But as these things are exercised under the influence of the external illusory energy, such sensual activities do not actually give them any satisfaction. When I was 15 years old, on the radio, just before Prabhupada came, all summer long, everybody was chanting, I can't get no satisfaction. So even they know it. They were chanting it. But did they stop? No. Because they had no better idea. They just accepted that that's the way it is. But Prabhupada taught us, you can get satisfaction with prasad, with devotees, the Mahamantra, kirtan, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is how you can get real satisfaction. That's why the early devotees, they wrote a pamphlet, Stay High Forever. That's what the hippies were looking for. Because they all had experienced smoking, they get high and then come down. Or whatever drug they take, they go high, high, high for some time and then come crashing down. In terms of heroin, the coming down is traumatic. They go through physical suffering. It is called withdrawal. There is physical pain, intense physical pain, that makes them have to do it again. Because coming down is too much pain. So Prabhupada explained to the devotees, what is Krishna consciousness? Imagine a room full of LSD and you don't come down. That's what all the devotees needed to hear. Stay high forever by chanting Hare Krishna. On the contrary, the materialists become full with cares and anxieties. This is called Maya, or that which is not. That which cannot give them satisfaction is accepted as an object for satisfaction. I give you a gross example. Somebody is chewing gum. You know what that is? You chew for a half hour. You take out of your mouth. You put down. Somebody comes, takes that. Is he going to taste anything? No, it's already been chewed. That is material sense gratification. Prahlad Maharaj says, Punak punascharavita charvananam, chewing that which has already been chewed. It's the pleasure has already gone. And I'm trying to still enjoy. Narada Muni, by his personal experience, says that satisfaction for such frustrated beings engaged in sense gratification is to chant always the activities of the Lord. The point is that the subject matter only should be changed. The subject matter. The subject. In other words, instead of enjoying material things, enjoy spiritual things. The non-devotees are reading books and newspapers and magazines. But that is chewing the chewed. We also read. But we read Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita. This is real enjoyment. This is real satisfaction. No one can check. No one can stop the thinking activities of a living being. No one can stop the feeling, willing, or working processes. And that is because the soul is always active. Even when we're sleeping, the mind is still active. Otherwise, how you can have dreams? The living entity by nature must be active. This is a lesson we learn in Bhagavad Gita and other places Prabhupada has mentioned. If one wants actual happiness, one must change the subject matter. Instead of talking about the politics of a dying man, one might discuss the politics administered by the Lord Himself. Such as in the Mahabharata or in Krishna book. Krishna also administers politics. In Dwaraka, with the Pandavas, there's much politics. But the center is Krishna. And Krishna is all attractive. Instead of relishing the activities of the cinema artists, one can turn his or her attention to to the activities of the Lord with his eternal associates, like the who are the eternal associates of Krishna? Arjuna. Who does Krishna want to dance with? Gopis. Right? Who does Krishna like to get married to? Who? He doesn't marry Radha. No. Radha is girlfriend. He doesn't want to marry her. He wants illicit. It's more exciting. Married life is boring. Yes. For Krishna, illicit sex is the highest pleasure. For us, most degrading. Because this material world is perverted reflection. And in Vaikuntha, who does the Lord enjoy with? In Vaikuntha, who does he enjoy with? Lakshmi. Yes. The Almighty Personality de Dios. By his causeless mercy. Causeless means nobody is forcing him. Causeless means he does it only because he wants to. Nobody is making him. He does it because he likes to. He's free. He descends on el mundo and manifests actividades almost on the line of worldly men. That's why it is called Krishna is human-like. When he comes to earth, he acts like an ordinary human being. But he's not an ordinary human being. He is doing drama. You're going to do some drama for Gaur Purnim? See? So somebody will play Lord Chaitanya. But you're not Lord Chaitanya. You are playing. So Krishna is not an ordinary man, but he plays the role. Bambino, young boy, teenage, father, like that. He's simply playing. That's the meaning of pasatiempos. He's playing. And the demons are confused. They can't understand. Even Dhritarashtra asked his servant Sanjaya, how come I can't understand Krishna like you? He's bewildering. Bewildered. Come on. Dhritarashtra says, Krishna is very confusing. And one hand he can do anything. And then the next moment he looks like ordinary man. Confusion. Bewildered. Confounded. Right? All right. So many people saw Krishna, but they could not understand. Who can understand Krishna?
¿Quién entendió Krishna?
Who? Of course. That, anybody else? In general, who can understand Krishna? In general. What class of people can understand Krishna? Devotees. That is the qualification. If you are a devotee, then you can see that even Krishna is playing, but you can see. No. This is Krishna. He's God. But those who are not devotees look on la cabeza. They cannot no comprende. See? Cannot understand. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says there is this curtain. Curtain. See, yoga maya. And that means they cannot see. Because Krishna is cool. He only allows those who are qualified to actually see what he's doing. Just like Shishupal on his wedding day was about to marry Rukmini. When Rukmini came out of the Durga temple, she was so beautiful. All the soldiers on their horses fell off. That's how beautiful she was. You have not seen such beauty. These women here, anywhere. Prabhupada once said, compared to the women of the heavenly planets, the women on earth look like frog. What to speak of Rukmini, goddess of fortune herself. Shishupal is just about to marry Rukmini. Krishna comes, puts her on the chariot, drives off. Oh! That's Krishna. Yes. Everybody didn't do anything. Shishupal should have run after. What kind of man he is? He lets somebody steal his wife? He doesn't deserve her. The better man took her. If you have something valuable, and I try to steal it, you let me steal? Or do you fight? Right? If somebody takes your wallet, are you going to just let them take it? You'll put up a fight. Shishupal should have chased after Krishna. Bewildered. Only Rukmi chased after Krishna. Nobody else. Not Jarasandha. Jarasandha lost 17 times. He lost. Krishna defeated him 17 times. Finally, he learned his lesson. He should have learned his lesson after the first time. He's stupido. 17 times he fought Krishna. Krishna destroyed his whole army. And Jarasandha's like this, huh? Left by himself. Krishna does his pastimes. for the benefit of the conditioned souls,
para el beneficio del alma condicionada,
so that they can turn their attention,
así que tiene que prestar atención, para que ellos presten atención,
to transcendence.
A la trascendencia.
Transcendence means that which is beyond the modes of nature. There are three levels of transcendence.
Hay tres niveles de transcendencia.
What is the first one?
¿Cuál es el primero?
You should know this.
Saber.
What's that? Yes, Brahman. What's the second? But you knew that? Come here. Very good. Excellent. And the third level of transcendence? Bhagavan. What means Bhagavan? Personalidad de Dios. Personalidad de Dios. That is Bhagavan. Repite. That is Bhagavan. Okay? Thank you. Now, how many personalities of Godhead are there?
¿Cuántas personalidades de Dios?
Two answers you could give.
Se pueden dar dos respuestas.
How many personalities of Godhead are there?
Infinite.
Huh? Infinite, good. What's the other answer? There's another answer.
Hay dos respuestas.
What did you say? Yes! Because they're all the same. Very good. Very good. Unlimited and one. Both. Huh? No, it doesn't make sense on material plane. But we are on spiritual plane. Achintya. Inconceivable. We just accept. No place for argument.
No hay lugar para los argumentos.
You cannot argue with those things beyond your range of senses. You either accept or don't accept.
O lo acepta o no lo acepta.
The conditioned soul,
el alma condicionada,
by studying the pastimes of Krishna, will gradually be promoted to the transcendental position and easily cross the ocean of nescience. What is a synonym for nescience? Yes, ignorancia. See, ignorancia. I teach you English, you teach me Espanol. Okay? Bueno? Ignorance is the source of all miseries. In another place, Prabhupada writes, sinful life is the result of ignorance. That's why we study the books.
Por eso estudiamos los libros.
Because ignorance is not an excuse.
Porque ignorancia no es una excusa.
You cannot plead ignorance.
No puedes arguir ignorancia.
I didn't know.
Yo no sabía.
You're supposed to know.
Se supone que tienes que saber.
That's why we study Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Por eso estudiamos Bhagavad Gita y el Srimad Bhagavatam.
So that you don't remain in ignorance. Because if you remain in ignorance, you have to suffer. Who likes to suffer? Ah, very good. You're intelligent. Nobody wants to suffer. Everybody wants to be happy. Therefore, learn the philosophy. Beginning with, yes, but how do you, what book? Huh? Yes. Bhagavad Gita. Yes. Learn Bhagavad Gita. All preaching is based on Bhagavad Gita. So many purports. What's Prabhupada quoting? Yes, Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita mostly. It's the foundation of the philosophy. So study Bhagavad Gita, learn it thoroughly. We'll have a quiz right after I finish. We will see who knows Bhagavad Gita. This is stated from personal experience. By such an authority as Sri Narada Muni. And we can have the same experience if we begin to follow in the footsteps of this great sage, the dearmost devotee of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So now we will